I'm Mike McCurdy. The people in this year's Multicultural Leadership Program class say they're not only learning project management and helping the community, they're on an introspective journey of self-discovery. The class is connected with five nonprofits which are looking for help with outreach, events, and marketing. In advance of the project's midterm reports, GLT correspondent Colleen Reynolds caught up with one group helping the Illinois Heart and Lung Foundation develop a one-day summer camp for kids to reduce the number of medical visits for asthma attacks.
It was 13:45.
Okay. Yeah,
so
I know.
A little bit of time to shave off. Totally normal at the practice point.
The five groups doing community service projects get feedback as they practice for a mid-project presentation. Kathy Franklin of Illinois Heart and Lung is excited to have help from her group, which is coming up with a plan for a one-day asthma camp for kids 12 and under to learn their triggers and how to manage their disease while having fun.
They're looking at different camps across the nation and saying, how has it been done before? How can we do it here? To have this group come together and do it, we could not do it without them because it is a lot of hours.
So I caught up with Team Awesome, made up of Reagan Rancuso, Troy Clark, Beth Marsh, Anita Jarum, and Carol Carlson, who unfortunately couldn't stick around after practice. Reagan begins by talking about the task of putting together a one-day asthma camp.
My connection personally is that I have asthma myself, so I do have a little bit of an insight on kind of some of the things that children with asthma have to deal with from time to time.
I'm going to turn things over to Troy and ask, how did you begin to attack the project?
Working with Kathy Franklin, we really honed in on what she was hoping to accomplish, and it's really to help educate and arm children who have asthma so they can better prepare for it, and also they can have a good time. So knowing that, then we looked at the project, looked at our timelines and what we would need to do to develop that plan and the tools and the materials that the IHLF would need to put on such a program. I think everything from surveys and registration materials, promotional materials, who we volunteers. So we've got a whole 6-month plan lined out and we're doing pretty good. We've talked to a lot of people about what the needs are for this target audience and what we hope to accomplish with that.
Beth, did you sort of divide up duties?
So our project is broken down primarily in five phases, and coincidentally there are five team members. So each team member is primarily responsible for one of the phases. I'll be identifying how many volunteers we'll need, what type of volunteers. We'll need some medical professionals as well as some civilian volunteers as well, and then what their roles and responsibilities will be.
Reagan, how did you decide who will do what?
I think our team actually has worked really well together because things just kind of fell into areas that people were willing and enthusiastic about working on. Troy and I have a little bit of a background with marketing, and so we know when it comes to that phase that we'll probably take point on it. There is another member of our team, Carol, who is really adept at research. She's a faculty member, so she's doing a lot of the primary research and surveying of people. So just kind of naturally, I think, for our team maybe more than others, kind of fell into what we all felt comfortable tackling and dividing it up that way.
If you're interested in seeing the MCLP community service presentations, the sessions are open to the public from 8:30 to 10:30 Saturday morning at the IAA building on Towanda Avenue in Bloomington.